We youngsters are encouraged to be rude to their elders.
I understand that.
And so that all youngsters, doesn't matter what their ethnic group is or anything else, all youngsters see that they are encouraged to be like that. So that whereas you or I, when we were brought up, to respect our elders and to listen to them. Today you're much more likely to be called a silly old fool.
But there are very, very few of them who do not come to heel when they're back on the marae.
Yes, I quite agree with you.
There are a few, you know, who are, well, they're just mentally deficient, who push the issue and just take the limelight for a while. But Maori protocol has a way of dealing with them eventually. And this is what's happened now. In this case, protocol has said, you are not welcome here anymore. So that person no longer has a right to be there.
Yes.
And that person will not try and go there because that's the ultimate insult, to be barred from that sort of thing. But however, I'd like to mention something else. And that is tonight also I saw all the bad eggs being sent back to the Cook Islands. You know, social welfare people supposedly sending young Cook Islanders, New Zealand born, back to the Cooks.
Yes.
Well, I think it's a jolly good idea, because mind you, the people back there are complaining. They don't mind the bad eggs coming back, providing the money comes with them. And I suppose if we use that sort of argument, well then we can say we'll send everybody back to their place of origin if they, you know, misbehave, sort of a Kiwi style diplomatic immunity. You know, so that we can send them home without them having serving time here and feeding them for years and then turning them loose. But on the same, on the other foot, I think that we should say to them, well, look, we don't want you coming here if this is the sort of thing you're going to encourage on our side.
Iconic ex-swagman from the Northern Territories. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Thank you.